So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. Yerdu Geshamim. Be'emesei mutter lefanis, mishatisach hamakva. One may leave the sukkah when there is enough rain to ruin his porridge. The Braisa adds, one may leave mishatisach hamakva shel grisin. If the amount of rain would ruin bean porridge, which is more easily ruined, even by a little water. Rav Yosef once left his sukkah when the wind blew splinters from the schach into his food. When questioned, he said, kivin danina datoy, since I'm very sensitive, for me these splinters are like tisrach hamakba. The Gemara continues. Tarabon, ha'yoicha besukkah v'yard de'gashamim v'yarad, e'im atrichim oisei lalois atrig mesudasai. If someone left his sukkah during a meal because of rain, which later stopped, he is now required to return to the sukkah until he is done eating and wants to eat another meal. Ha'yashim tachas ha'sukkah v'yard de'gashamim v'yarad, e'im atrichim oisei lalois atrichim. If he was sleeping in the sukkah and it started raining, he can go inside and is not required to return to Atshiyar until it becomes light, which means until Amud HaShachar, daybreak. The Gemara explains that we also read Atshiyar until he wakes up. In other words, he returns only after both conditions have been met. He wakes up after daybreak. The Gemara next clarifies the parable cited in the Mishnah, as per a Braisa. Mashle Masa L'mahadavar Daima, L'evet Shabalim Zikais L'Rabbi. This is like a slave that comes to pour wine for his master, v'shavach lekitun al panav, and the master pours a pitcher of water in his face, v'amalai i'efshe b'shemushach, as if to say, I do not want your service. Since the Mishnah indicates that rain is a sign of Hashem's displeasure, the Gemara discusses other natural occurrences which also mean Hashem is not happy with the world. B'zman shacham aloike, simin ra l'chalam kulay. A solar eclipse is a bad omen for the entire world. It's like a king who made a feast for his subjects and placed a lantern for them to see the food. He then became angry and said to his servant, "Tol panas mipneim v'yishiv mecheshach, remove the lantern and let them sit in darkness." Similarly, Remeir said in the Braisa that when the celestial bodies are dimmed, simin ra l'sineim shel Yisrael, it is a bad sign for the Jews, mipnei shemelumadin b'makriseim, because they're accustomed to punishment. This is like a teacher who comes to class with a strap in his hand. The student who usually gets hit is the most worried when he sees the strap. Another Braisa says, a solar eclipse is a simen ra lo'ibdei kachavim, a bad omen for idol worshippers. And a lunar eclipse is a simen ra l'sineim shel Yisrael, a bad omen for the Jews, because Yisrael ma'inu l'levana v'oibdei kachavim l'chama. The Jews calculate their calendar according to the moon, and idolaters use the sun. Ve'en l'cha kal uma v'uma sh'loika she'en eloheha loika ima. There is no nation that is smitten whose angel is not smitten along with it, like the pasuk says, "Uvachol elihei mitzrayim esther shvatim." I will exact justice against all the gods of Egypt. The Braisa concludes, "Uvezman shi Yisrael oisin utzayna shalmakim ein misyan mikalelu." When the Jews are fulfilling the will of Hashem, they do not have to fear any of these omens, because the pasuk says, "Koyomar Hashem, al derecha goyim al talamdu umeoisis Hashemayim al techasu ki yichasu hagoyim mehema." Hashem says, don't learn from the ways of the nations, and do not be afraid of the signs of the heavens, because the nations are afraid of them. Ein Yisrael yichatu, the Jews need not be afraid of these signs. Another braisa is quoted that discusses celestial omens. A solar eclipse occurs because of one of four things. Alav bezn shemes ve'en nisbet kalocha, because the head of rabbinical court dies and is not eulogized properly. Val naira hamoi rasa shetzaka be'ir ve'en mashila, and because a betrothed maiden who was violated called out, but no one came to her rescue. V'amishkav zachar, and because of immorality. V'ashnei achen shenishbach damen ke'echad, and because two brothers were killed at the same time. There are four reasons why a lunar eclipse occurs. Al-Kaisei plaster, because of people who forge documents. V'ami'idei edes sheker, and because of witnesses who give false testimony. V'amagadli behem adaka b'Eretz Yisrael, and because of people who raise goats and sheep in Eretz Yisrael. V'akaitzei lonis tevis, and because of people who cut down fruit-bearing trees. There are four reasons why people's property is seized by the government. Al-mashi shtaris perum, because people don't return loan contracts after they're paid up. Val-mave beribis, and because of people who loan with interest. Val-shal yisipik biyadim limches v'lei michli, and because of those who have the power to protest against people committing sins in their generation, and they do not. Val-shal peskim tzedakah b'ram v'ein anaisnin, and because of people who pledge to give tzedakah in public, and don't actually give it. Rav adds, there are four things that cause homeowners to lose everything. Al-Kayvshe Scha Sacher, because they don't pay their workers on time. Al-Oishke Scha Sacher, and because they don't pay their workers at all. Al Shapurkin old Ma'al Tavarain Venaisin Al Khavarain, and because they deny responsibility and place the blame on others, Magasaruch, and for arrogance. Vagasaruch connected kulan, and arrogance is as worse as all the others combined. The prayer concludes. However, regarding the humble, the Pasuk says, Va'anovim Yirshu Aretz Vis Angual Rav Shalom, and the humble will inherit the world and delight in the abundance of peace. Hanulach Hayashim and Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechta Sukkah and begin the third parak, Lulav HaGazal Ez Hashem, which discusses the details of the mitzvah of taking the four species. Zakh the Mishnah, Lulav HaGazal V'Hayavish Pasal, a stolen or dried out lulav is pasal. The Gemara points out, Kapasik V'Tani, Leishna B'Yom Tov Rishon, V'Leishna B'Yom Tov Sheni. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate between the first or second day. Bishlam Yavish Hadar B'In and V'Leka. We understand that a dry lulav is invalid, because the four species must be hadar, beautiful, and yavish is not hadar. The requirement of hadar applies all days. But why is gazel, a stolen lulav, invalid after the first day? After all, the pasuk says, l'kachtem lachem bayem harishon. The requirement of lachem, yours, that the four species must belong to you, applies only on the first day. The problem is that it's a mitzvah that came about through an avera. This discussion continues on the next daf.